One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
We're shipping Father's Day gifts with a rapid-fire round of questions. Ready?
Yes. My gift. Can you pack it?
Yep.
Ship it?
Yes.
Guarantee it?
Of course.
Oh, send a set of golf clubs.
Oh, hole in one.
Protect electronics? Dogproof it? Return it if they hate it?
Yes, no, and yeah.
Are you the UPS store?
Hey, we have a winner!
Visit theupsstore.com/guarantee for full details. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, prices, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS Store. Visit a store today.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar. With a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry, IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition. Great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she was hoping her grief would fade with time, but a shapeless white mist inching closer every night.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
It is, and if you have a real ghost story, we would love to hear about it. Call it in anytime at 855-853-4802 or write it in. Go to realghoststoriesonline.com. If you would like to be a premium subscriber, you could do that. No commercials, advanced episodes, access to the archive. Sign up through Apple Podcasts. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon is here.
And guess what?
I don't know. What?
I got invited to an event this weekend that is absolutely going to be full of ghosts, but I declined to go. It was my high school reunion.
So really, it's people you'd rather ghost.
And they're ghosts from my past. Yes, they are. It is full of ghosts.
Oh, my God. And you cannot pay me enough to go to my class reunion.
This class reunion, and the way they do it at the school that I graduated from, is it's an all-school reunion.
So, like, and I get invited, and I didn't even graduate from there.
Well, but you were there for a while. But, like, they will, like, every class goes back every 5 years. And has this. Now, in some ways, I think it's a really good idea because you are friends with people that are in a grade above you or a grade below you or whatever.
I went 1 year, and it was interesting to see people.
But I was like, the older it gets, I look at pictures and I go, who are all these old people? Like, I don't even know these people. Oh, I don't know. Yeah. So I think maybe it's for the best.
It would be way too far to go. Who wants to?
And I
to?
Think it's just for the best. I think I'd just stay away.
I got invited to a girls' weekend a couple years ago from some of the girls from that high school.
That's so weird.
And there was about 12 of them, and they beat me up over it. And I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. I have to work. And I'm sure I did work because I was working in radio, so it was 6 days a week.
Yeah.
I probably could have asked for vacation time and gone, but I didn't. Because I was like, I don't want to sit around and make small talk. And they were all, it was like, they were staying in a house together for 3 days. And I'm like, oh
well,
my God,
like,
no.
I can't think of anybody from high school that I would, well, I should say there's a couple people that I really still like, but whatever. And it's not that I don't like them. I just don't know that I'd want a whole weekend.
No, no.
You know, talking about old times.
I tell you,
I can't even remember.
My most favorite, the thing that happened at that 5-year reunion that I went to, there was this guy who always sat in front of me, and he was, because we're alphabetical, so it was always him, then me, then this girl. Mm-hmm. And for years, that's how we sat in so many classes. So at the reunion, I'm like, Jim, how are you doing? And he looks at me like straight faced. Now, he was drunk. He was drunk all through high school, too.
Okay.
But he was drunk. And he looks at me and he goes, who are you? And I said, I'm Carol Hughes.
I sat
behind you for like a lot of time. You know, I know the back of your head and I'm kind of laughing. He goes, we went to school together. And I'm like, we did. We did for quite a while. And then he goes, I don't remember you. And walked off.
And he walked off. See, that's what would happen to me. Like, everybody would go, I don't know who the hell you are.
Oh, my God.
Here? Or he could have done the other thing, which is acted like he knew you, but he couldn't remember.
Oh, but I think that would have been, that's the polite thing. Anyone would default to that. You don't default to
Kansas courtesy that you just go along with.
We're Midwest, you know, we're
polite.
That's
what you do. We're passive aggressive.
And he was drunk, which is why he was just like, I don't remember you.
That's so
funny. And I'm like, okay, bye.
Well, I decided not to go drum up any ghosts of my past.
Good.
They can leave it all there.
Well, you know, this ghost story that we've got, this is interesting because a shapeless white mist. Do you know, one time after Dad died, I always attributed it to I was either really tired or stressed and, you know, just grief and stress and trying to keep up with life and everything. Mm-hmm. But I was laying in bed one night and the lights were on in the room. I was by myself. I was living with that guy, Jason. He was in the other room.
Okay.
And I look up at the ceiling and it was like a white mist. It was kind of like clouds. Mm-hmm. And so I yelled for Jason and I'm like, do you see it? And he's like, what? And I go, it looks like clouds above me. And he's like, I'm not seeing it. And I'm like, okay, must just be stress or my eyes are playing tricks on me or something. But I've mm-hmm. come across a few stories over the years that have made me think about that. Was it more to it than just my eyes?
You know, one time I got up, you know, at night, went down to the kitchen. You had to walk down a little hallway. This is in the house I lived in Chanute. Walked down the hallway to get a drink of water. Got a drink of water, whatever. Go back. Now, the house is completely dark. I never turn on a light. And I looked at the end of the hallway, and there was a red mist. And it was just kind of like smoke. That's exactly what it was, you know? But it was red. It wasn't white.
See, maybe if I had seen something red, I could have, I think I still would have talked myself out of it. I think I still would have been like, something's wrong with my eyes. I'm having stress.
I saw it. I mean, you know, I saw it. I, you know, and I just had to walk right on down the hall and it just kind of dissolved as I got closer to it. And then went to my bedroom.
You're like, fuck that. I'm getting that drink of water.
What am I
don't care if I have to walk through the red smoky shit.
Well, what are you going to do? You know, just like stand in the kitchen all night?
No, I go to the bathroom and just scoop it up with my hands. Like, hell with that. I'm not walking. Obviously, they don't want me going that way, but Kathy's like, F that. I'll walk right through it.
Well, it's dissolving.
Thirsty. The cold good water is in the kitchen.
No, I already got the drink. I was turning around going back.
That is just crazy. Well, here is our first story, and it says, hey, everyone, I'm Angel. I wanted to share something that happened after my best friend, let's call her Jay, was killed 18 years ago. I've never been sure it was a haunting or just my own mind, but it still nags at me. Jay and I were 20. One night she went to hang out at a neighborhood park with her boyfriend. She asked me to come along, but I already had other plans, so I said no. That same night, a guy showed up and opened fire. Jay was shot and died on the spot. Her boyfriend survived with shoulder wounds. Oh my God, I can't imagine what that would have been like. A few weeks later, weird things started. I'd wake up in the middle of the night, heart racing, and see a white mist by my bedroom door. It was about the height of a person, but had no shape, just a thick fog. If I closed my eyes and reopened them, it was usually gone, but I could never fall back to sleep. The mist came back the next night, only closer. Night after night, it kept inching toward my bed. I tried sleeping on the couch and even at my mom's place, but it followed me. I can't remember exactly how long this went on, maybe 2 weeks, but every night felt the same. Sudden panic, room ice cold, mist just standing there. The last time it showed up, it was right next to me. I was too scared to move. I shut my eyes, waited, and when I looked again, it was gone, and that was my breaking point. I didn't know what else to do, so I found a local psychic. She didn't ask many questions. She just told me someone I loved was in the room and angry. I said Jay's name, and the psychic nodded. She told me to burn 2 candles that night, a black one to send the spirit away and a pink one for peace. That night, I lit both candles on my dresser, left them burning while I tried to sleep. Around 3 a.m., I felt the usual cold in the room, but the mist never showed up. By morning, the candles had burned low, and for the first time in weeks, I had slept through the night. The mist never came back after that. I kept wondering why Jay would appear like that, and the only thing that made sense was the night she died. She asked me to be there, and I wasn't. Maybe she was upset, or maybe she was warning me that I could have been next. I don't know. Even now, almost 2 decades later, I still wake up sometimes and think I see someone standing near the door, but it's gone in a second. I can't tell if I'm dreaming or if something's really there. That's the whole story. I'm not sure if it was Jay or just stress messing with me, but the candles worked, and I haven't seen that mist again. Thanks for listening. You know, because that's how I felt when I saw that weird thing, that it was just stress or grief or lack of sleep or a number of different things. But I think it could have been her friend. But I don't think for a minute her friend was upset with her. I think her friend was grateful she wasn't there.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
You do get the survivor's guilt.
I don't understand that. Well, I mean, I'm not a psychic. I shouldn't speak for anybody else, but I don't get the sense of anger in this. It wasn't like this thing was presenting as something evil and scaring her really badly. I mean, I'm sure it was unnerving and, you know, upsetting, but it wasn't like it was doing something.
It was a white mist, too.
Yeah. And I just have a feeling that Jay was there and coming closer, but kind of just to make a communication that maybe to say goodbye because Jay hadn't been able to say goodbye.
Yeah, that makes
sense. And the only way, you know, could do it would be to get a little bit closer each night. And did I hear this right, that it didn't matter where she was? Like it happened at her mom's house too?
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. See, I find that very interesting, that it wasn't just happening in the exact same room. It's happening in different places. So that really makes me think that it was a spirit that was there following her. And, you know, we talk a lot about, you know, these things happen at specific times when you're maybe you're not quite as wide awake or conscious. And like, you just kind of like you wake up and you see something, but you're blinking. And I think there's an openness to your mind that can see it at that moment. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
That there's it provides a clarity that doesn't happen when the whole world is out there and you're at work and everything's clickety-clacking along and whatever. You need that that quiet, kind of perfect quiet time, and your brain needs to be still and your consciousness needs to be just very quiet, and then something can communicate with you. And, you know, we don't know how hard it is for a spirit to communicate. It might be very, very difficult. It might take everything they have. And so just to do a little bit each night, you know, a little bit more and a little bit more is taking everything that Jay had. And I honestly think, I do not think Jay was angry for you not being there. I think Jay was thankful you weren't there. You could have been killed too. And thank goodness you weren't. I think Jay was saying goodbye.
I do too. And I think, you know, she went to a psychic and the candle idea was good. I think that when you do something like that, you're putting your intention out there, like, I want you to go in peace. I want this to stop. And somebody told me this would help. And I think your mindset is such that it empowers you. And I think sometimes it will stop because, you know, lighting some candles, I think that was a good idea. I just don't get why the psychic said that she was angry, because it said that she didn't ask many questions. Mm-hmm. She said someone, and my guess is that the way she said someone I loved was in the room and angry, I have to wonder if she didn't tell her a little bit about what had been happening.
That, or maybe there's something else going on, you know, completely unrelated to this situation, and the psychic picked up on that vibe, you know? Yeah. It's just like somebody at work that, you know, you just got this kind of friction going with or whatever, and that vibe is just was a little low-lying there, and the psychic picked up on that. But I don't think it was this thing.
She
I felt
could
like
have
this
been,
thing was coming in peace.
Not every psychic's great. Let's be real. So,
are you saying psychic, that there are people that take advantage of people?
You'd be surprised, Kat.
Oh, shit.
It was like in the 90s when they used to have the psychic hotlines, and there was Miss Cleo. And she's like some Jamaican lady. And she could tell your future for you. And it was like just a bunch of shit, but people would spend a lot of money making these phone calls.
Well, and our joke was always, and of course, as we all know, we were like, well, you already know I'm not going to call. So why are you asking?
So I don't know. I think a white mist coming closer in the night does not mean that was angry at all. I think it would have been a different color.
I really think that it wasn't, and maybe the psychic got some vibe off of something else.
But I hope that she didn't. I really, really do hope that she has let go that idea of Jay being
survivor's
angry.
Guilt.
Yeah, and Jay being angry at her. Because there's no reason, no way she would be angry about that.
No, and we do have survivor's guilt.
Absolutely. I have
had it
before.
It is not rational. You know, it doesn't make sense, but we have it. And when something bad happens to someone else and you should have been there that night or they asked you or whatever, you know, and then you just happen to not go, it just wasn't your time. So many nights you were at the park with her and having a good time, but that night something kept you from going there, and you have a life to live and you have things to offer this world, and it just wasn't meant to be.
And I would
and
think
I think she was giving you that grace. I do.
And Jay, in the afterlife, I like to think we kind of know a little bit more. I think mm-hmm. she would know it was not your time. It was my time. It was not your time.
Yeah, that's what I think as well.
Well, let's go to another story. And it says, hey guys, I'm Noelle. This happened about a week ago, and I'm still turning it over in my head. I'm not sure it's paranormal, but it shook me enough that I want to talk about it. My sister and I share a bathroom. Most mornings, I'm in the shower while she does her hair at the sink. Same routine every weekday, nothing spooky about it. We just moved into this house about a month ago, so everything still feels a little unfamiliar, but the bathroom is already our hangout spot. That morning, I was showering while she talked about a quiz she had later. Over the sound of the water and her voice, I heard something strange. Two other voices. farther away, talking quietly back and forth. It was like hearing a radio in another room, but a little softer. So I figured it was the TV or maybe someone outside, but still it bugged me. So I said, "Hey, can you be quiet a sec?" And my sister stopped talking. I shut off the water and listened. Total silence, no voices, no TV, no nothing. I asked her if she had heard anything, and she looked at me like I'd asked if the sky was green. "What voices?" she said, then laughed and told me I was paranoid because I hate being home alone. She wasn't wrong, so I shrugged it off. 10 minutes later, she left for school. She yelled goodbye and reminded me to lock the front door. I said, "Got it," finished rinsing, wrapping up in a towel, and headed out of the bathroom. Right away, I felt watched, like somebody behind me was matching my every step. I kept telling myself to relax, new house, nerves, empty hallway echoing. So I locked the door, turned and decided to grab my face wash from Mom and Dad's bathroom before getting dressed. Their room is at the back of the house. I walked in, saw my dog Ziggy lying by the bed, said hi like I always do. He did not wag his tail. Instead, he lifted his head and stared past me. I went into their bathroom, grabbed my stuff, started out. The door opens toward a big wardrobe with a floor-length mirror, and as soon as I stepped back into the bedroom, Ziggy shot to his feet and growled. A serious growl I'd never heard from him. He was focused on the far corner of the room, just to the left of that mirror. His whole body was stiff, his ears were flat, his teeth were showing, and I froze because my first thought was maybe a raccoon had slipped in. That is scary. I saw a possum once in my house. It scared the shit out of me. But there was nothing there, just the corner of a chair and the reflection of both of us in the mirror. Then the room temperature seemed to drop. My skin broke out in goosebumps and the air felt thick, almost charged. The feeling of being watched was back stronger than before, and I wanted to run, but I was standing there in a towel, trying to look everywhere at once. I forced my legs to move, called Ziggy, and backed out of the room. He followed, but kept looking over his shoulder, growling under his breath. I closed the bedroom door, and he stayed by it, sniffing the gap at the bottom like someone was still on the other side. I waited in the hallway listening, no footsteps, no voices, no movement, nothing, but my heart beating loudly and Ziggy's whining. After a minute, I hurried into my room, got dressed in record time, parked myself on the couch with the TV on until my parents came home. I keep replaying it. Maybe I did just imagine the voices. Maybe it was the water and tile echo, but Ziggy's reaction isn't so easy to explain. He's usually very lazy in the mornings. I'd never seen him get that upset over an empty corner. I know people say dogs sense things that we can't, sound, smells, energy, whatever. I don't automatically jump to ghost, but I can't shake the feeling someone else was in that room. It wasn't Ziggy's reflection. The mirror was angled away from him, and the instant chill I felt reminded me of walking into a freezer. Since then, nothing has happened, but I avoid that bedroom if I'm alone. I'll do my makeup in the hallway mirror. Ziggy still pauses outside my bedroom's door like he's checking for something. So was it paranormal? Because I don't know. All I can say is I heard voices that weren't there, and my dog definitely saw or sensed something I couldn't. If anyone listening has had something similar happen right after moving into a new place, I'd like to hear how you handled it. Thanks for reading. You know, that's tough because, you know, when you do go to a new place, there are new sounds associated with a new house.
Right.
But I don't know how you explain Ziggy's reaction to everything.
Well, and I can't quite get past her just gut instinct when she heard voices. And sometimes I do think we can hear a voice that is just because we've connected with the universal consciousness of, you know, the world. And somebody can just kind of come through to us. We just happen to be on that right wavelength. And I thought maybe at first, well, maybe it's something along that line, that we just kind of connected to, you know, this wavelength and she heard people talking. But then when she turned everything off, it's all, everything's normal, everything's right. But she still just felt not very comfortable. But when she said she was walking down the hall, she felt like somebody was watching her.
Yeah.
So it wasn't just the parents' room. She felt like, and then when she got into their room, she felt like it was directed towards a particular area of the room. And to me, this is all just super specific. Like, if it's just a, was I just imagining it? Well, why would you imagine that? You know, why? And you weren't imagining Ziggy. And we always are kind of like, dogs are a barometer for us.
I do think it would be weird if that's the only thing that happened in that house.
I know. And that's what I was thinking.
She doesn't. She did say it just happened. So maybe some other things have happened.
They had just moved in there, so they hadn't lived there very long. And so maybe nobody else has had anything. But I would be surprised if... I just hate to tell you this, Noel, but I got a feeling you might be in for a few more things.
Why don't we just tell her this?
Okay, what?
You were just nervous about living in a new house, and you'll be fine. Nothing was going on. Sometimes dogs just bark. And there was no paranormal activity. Don't you think she could sleep better at night if that's where we went with this?
I think
because it sounds like she's a high school kid. I hate to traumatize a child.
I definitely feel like, yeah, we're going to say probably not. But I, on the other hand, I think she's going to be calling us back. Let's just put it that way.
Oh, I hate that because it's like you move into a new house, then that shit starts. Oh, my God.
Right? Oh, no.
So I'm really sorry that happened to her, actually, because that's scary when you live in a new house and something like that happens to you.
It is.
So if you have a real ghost story or just a weird story like Noelle's that has nothing to do with the paranormal, we'd love to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802 or write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Become a premium subscriber. Get advanced episodes, access to the archive, all without commercials. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.